Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, this isn't what anybody expected. I originally would have had a studio set up. Maybe I would have been in the office or something. Maybe I would have been recording from my upstairs studio, but I can't do that now because my partner's sleeping upstairs. Rockstar just dropped the Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer, essentially out of nowhere, very much in response to a leak that happened only moments ago by the time I'm looking at this stuff. We had someone who was a Bitcoin miner who managed to get their hands on the trailer. They put the whole thing online. Rockstar said, oh my God, fine. Our trailer's been leaked, so please watch the real thing over on YouTube. And now we just have what was supposed to be the premiere that was meant to be going live 2 p.m. in the UK, now just being live overall. And it's absolutely glorious. Maybe you're like me and you've had 10 years worth of rumors, leaks, etc. to get to this point. But now drinking in what GTA 6 actually is, it's pretty damn incredible. A lot of things stood out to me. We're going to break them all down. And yes, I am sitting on the floor. Yes, that is the GTA 6 trailer. Yes, that is also a Christmas tree. And I have a Metal Gear Solid Christmas jumper on. So I'll do a proper video, you know, with some accompanying people when I get into the studio tomorrow and I have a bit more time to, you know, break some stuff down, look a bit more frame by frame and whatever else didn't stand out on the, you know, first three viewings that I've done before leaping in front of a camera, because Josh Brown himself, you know, the greatest man on earth, was the guy that messaged me and said, you should do a video on it. And I sort of thought, you know what, I should do a video on it. So just do this. I quite enjoy steering into the chaos of everybody figuring out just how the hell they're going to adapt to GTA 6 finally being real and scuppering all their plans. But yeah, Grand Theft Auto 6 finally here, obviously Rockstar's next biggest game possible. And the first thing that stood out to me was the animation. I thought that the general approach to the animation, the facial animation, the character modeling, etc., was a huge step up. Not that GTA 5 was a bad looking game, but obviously it is something from two generations of consoles ago. And we were always wondering just how much Red Dead 2 was going to be in there. And it seems like quite a lot in regards to just the general fidelity of the animation, the skin tone, and the facial animation in particular is just obviously incredibly lifelike, very much lives up to the Red Dead Redemption 2 cutscene approach. And in producing and, you know, slash confirming, if you've been following the leaks, new character Lucia, who's, you know, shown as part of a gang, a pair of bank robbers, a pair of people who are going on various heists. That we do all see this game, this whole thing seems like it's in game, seems like it's in engine, which is awesome. And the locations as well that are shown here, you know, it is Vice City. It's a beautiful depiction of Vice City. Massive shout out to the song choice being Love is a Long Road by Tom Petty, a song that very much encapsulates 10 years worth of waiting for this thing, to know what the hell this game was going to be and just how it was all going to come together. So I think that stuff is all handled really, really well. Nothing in regards to character switching is shown here, but we do have twin protagonists, and we have Lucia, and in theory we have Jason, I think his name is mentioned, but still, those were the characters that leaked quite some time ago that we've been leading with for quite a while, and a big leak of September last year showed both characters as well. So, you know, it definitely seems like you're playing as a couple kind of at the same time. Lucia seems to start the story in jail, and is shown partying and doing all these things around Miami slash Vice City as my TV dies. But still, them, you know, Rockstar going all out in making this new version of Vice City be this really great parallel to real world Miami. It's this more over the top version of it. You see a whole bunch of like reality TV, like their version of TikTok, their version of like Twitter and X, and this reality show that seems to be called Thrillbillies, which is just a bunch of like hillbilly adjacent stereotypes getting stuck into the mud and wrestling with each other. You can only imagine the things that they've come up with to try and poke fun at various existing Miami stereotypes and the location in general. It just seems incredibly promising. Like I said, Lucia and Jason already seem incredibly iconic. Me trying to get my lighting to work, there was too much bloom if I pointed at the shot of them both together, but it's the way that the trailer ends, and it looks awesome. It's also worth throwing in here that we finally have an official logo. I don't know how many different permutations existed across the last 10 years or so, but we now have a really great neon chunky looking logo that I'm very, very happy to see, as much as I love the Vice City, the VI becoming a six that we've had for the last couple of years. And also, this is the bit that I guess is the potentially most divisive part, is that the game isn't coming till 2025. That is a hell of a long way off for something that already looks this good. But I have to imagine that's because they'll be delving into the various, the physics engine, the whatever the hell they've done with their own Rockstar Advanced Game Engine, the thing that they brought in GTA 4, that is then the bedrock of Grand Theft Auto, or it has been for the last 10 years, and it is for GTA Online as well. Which is something else to mention. This trailer doesn't include, GTA Online stuff. It doesn't mention what's happening with the service. The 2025 release date is likely to, get another year out of that. Take-Two being the parent company of Rockstar, Take-Two's Strauss Zelnick said that they never expected GTA Online to take off this much and keep going this much. So you'd like to think that if they, they want an excuse to have a, keep it going, you might as well keep it going for another year. It's not like GTA Online's momentum has really notably slowed down or anything. So why not make the release date for GTA 6 2025, and then you shut down the GTA 5 portion of it, like my TV again, because you might as well. I think when something makes that much money, they kind of might as well keep cashing in. Last I checked, there was a good few years ago, that thing was making about $8 million a day or something ludicrous like that. And literally, as I'm recording this, the trailer for the new game has already had 200,000 views in about half an hour. So this thing is going to absolutely dominate what was supposed to be its premiere date. Overall, though, to sort of talk about GTA and where it's at, I'm very happy to see a very confident approach to Grand Theft Auto. I mentioned loads on the podcast, and go subscribe to the What Culture Gaming podcast, about just how much Rockstar has changed over the years, just how much, they lost their lead creatives, their head writers. And Rockstar is many, is a lot more as a company than just a handful of people. But the likes of Dan Houser leaving, the likes of Laszlo Jones, Leslie Benzies, Michael Unsworth, they've all left. And for the most part, they've actually joined up on Dan Houser's team, which is Absurd Ventures. It's a separate studio. But that was always an interesting thing. Were they going to be able to nail another GTA without a lot of those key minds that, got it there in the first place? Rockstar co-founder Dan Houser's brother, Sam Houser, is still at Rockstar. He was the guy that initially put the tweet out saying that they had a reveal date coming in December. I would hazard to guess that it's likely him who did the our trailer has just leaked, so please watch the real thing phrasing as well, because you might as well just steer into it at this point. But still, it's good seeing this stuff. It's good getting a song like a Tom Petty song on to back the whole trailer. And it's awesome seeing the shot selection, the various ways that they portray this version of Vice City. It feels like a GTA game. It feels like a Grand Theft Auto game. I'm glad that they're prioritizing the story and the characters and making imagery that is immediately iconic. When Lucia and Jason walk into that scene where they're going to, rob a bank or whatever the hell that scene is, rob a cafe or something, it immediately sticks in the mind. It immediately puts forward this, put a storytelling foot forward, which is one of the main things that I wanted them to do. We've come so far with GTA Online, and it very much is, the thing that's at the forefront of Rockstar as a business right now. And with so much conversation around live services and just how much controversy was generated around the likes of the GTA casino and the shark cards, and that being the primary thing to focus on, I guess we'll see what happens with GTA Online. We'll see what version of GTA Online we get going forward. But for now, Grand Theft Auto is very much a storytelling franchise, very much a character-forward franchise. And I just love that. And all of that is without to say that Lucia is the first female protagonist in the series. Another, groundbreaking thing for a franchise this big. And with the dialogue that's already in the trailer so far, I only have the utmost confidence that they're going to handle her trajectory very, very solidly going forward. I keep using, and I've already tweeted this, saying that the imagery of Lucia and Jason is immediately iconic, because it already feels like, regardless of what they were going to lead with, it was always just going to become immediately iconic. Stephen Ogg, when he played Trevor in GTA 5, only went on to greater heights. The dude's in Better Call Saul and he's flying right now. To say, whatever about the rest of the actors that are in that, in GTA 5, when you're in a Grand Theft Auto game, you blow the F up. And it's pretty awesome seeing them take such a confident step forward. So This is very much some thrown together thoughts. Everyone's freaking out. No one was expecting this thing to leak a day early. not you know, Rockstar even leaking it themselves to some degree, just saying, look, let's just get it out there. And the rest of Tuesday, the rest of December 5th is going to be the main day to discuss this stuff. And then we have the Game Awards and there's all that for the rest of the week, plus the podcast that I'll be putting together across the week as well. And whatever other things you miss style deep dive video analyses that I can assemble as well. The biggest of love to all of you for watching this video. Celebrate Grand Theft Auto. The biggest love to Josh Brown. And I'll catch all of you very soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.